probably beats Christmas morning. It's like what I look forward to every year.
For the last 5 years, Tegan McIntosh has been coming to Rap Day with her mom and best friend. But this time around, neither could make it. So she came with her best friend's mom, Pam Risling, instead.
I love coming and picking the presents and are they going to like this? And we put them all together and it's fun. It's a great way to give back.
And while it might not be the same this year, McIntosh says she wouldn't miss it for the world.
I think it's the feeling of Christmas.
Across the loading dock, Lindsay Fredette tells me the last time she volunteered at Rap Day was 25 years ago at what was then the Center of the Arts.
People everywhere and Christmas feel, and it was cool.
Now fast forward a couple decades and she brought her own kids to revive the childhood tradition. And her 11-year-old Jackson, well, he's on board.
I feel like it's nice giving back to others.
Meanwhile, seeing her daughter pick up where she left off years ago warms Grandma Gail McNall's heart.
I think it's so important, and I could see how the idea here of them picking for a child with a name and an age on it meant a lot to them, to go and actually pick what they think that child would be thrilled with that morning.
Oh, this one's cool. It's Legos.
Elbows deep in a toy bin, 11-year-old Cameron Fiacco is embracing her first time at Rap Day.
It's actually made me feel amazing. It's just a great thing, and we're just giving back to people. And it's not that hard. Everybody can do it. I love this. I'll definitely be back next year.
Looking on at the busy wrapping stations, Val Wicks with the Salvation Army pauses to smile. She tells me seeing friends and families continuing, rekindling, or starting a new Christmas tradition here at 980 CJME's Santa's Anonymous is priceless.
It shows that this is generational. Giving back has become generational. It's not just the parents or the grandparents. The kids are learning early about giving back and giving to the community to build a stronger community.
And in a matter of hours, a mountain of toys transformed into a lifetime of memories.
Happy Rap Day!
At the Regina Food Bank, Jesse Anton, 980 CJME.